The years at a Catholic school and instruction at home by a relative on Judaism had left their mark. Einstein, to the surprise of his secular parents, had developed what he described as a deep religiosity. He stopped eating pork, sang religious songs on the way to school, and accepted the biblical story of creation as an established fact. Then, as he devoured one book after another on science, came the realization that much of the Bible could not be true. It unleashed what he called a fanatic free thinking coupled with the impression that youth is intentionally being deceived by the state through lies. It was a crushing impression. It sowed the seeds of a lifelong suspicion of every kind of authority. He came to view the loss of his religious paradise as the first attempt to free himself from the chains of the merely personal, from an existence which is dominated by wishes, hopes, and primitive feelings. As he lost faith in the teachings of one sacred book, he began to experience the wonder of his sacred little geometry book. He was still at primary school when his uncle Jakob introduced him to the rudiments of algebra and began posing problems for him to solve. By the time Talmud gave him a book on Euclid's geometry, Einstein was already well-versed in mathematics not normally expected of a boy of 12. Talmud was surprised at the speed with which Einstein worked through the book, proving the theorems and completing the exercises. Such was his zeal that during the summer vacation he mastered the mathematics to be taught the following year at school. With a father and an uncle in the electrical industry, Einstein not only learnt about science through reading, but was surrounded by the technology that its application could produce. It was his father who unwittingly introduced Einstein to the wonder and mystery of science. One day, as his son lay ill in bed with a fever, Hermann showed him a compass. The movement of the needle appeared so miraculous that the five-year-old trembled and grew cold at the thought that something deeply hidden had to be behind things. The Einstein brothers' electrical business initially prospered. They went from manufacturing electric devices to installing power and lighting networks. The future seemed bright as the Einsteins notched up one success after another, including the contract to provide the first electric lighting for Munich's famous Oktoberfest. But in the end, the brothers were simply outgunned by the likes of Siemens and AEG. There were many small electrical firms that prospered and survived in the shadow of these giants, but Jakob was overambitious and Hermann too indecisive for their company to be one of them. Beaten, but not bowed, the brothers decided that Italy, where electrification was just beginning, was the place to start afresh. So, in June 1894, the Einsteins relocated to Milan. All except 15-year-old Albert, who was left behind in the care of distant relatives to complete the three remaining years to graduation from the school he detested.